belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. Flowers in spring, robin that sings, sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They cling there for you and me. Flowers in spring, robins that sing, sunbeams that shine are yours, mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Hi guys, I'm Funda.
I am Rodrigo.
And you are listening to Stranger's Corner. And Rodrigo, I think we have to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, to the audience of the radiofonica.com. And first, who are we? Do you want to begin first?
Well, I'm honored, thank you. Who are we? We are students coming to Perugia doing this international experience. More specifically, we are Erasmus students.
Yeah.
We could say so.
Yeah.
Yes. Not all of it, but yeah. Yes. Some of us are Erasmus. And yeah, start by yourself.
Okay. My name is Funda. I'm from Turkey. I'm from Istanbul, a big, beautiful city. And I'm a master's student. I have to write my thesis about social media. I'm a communication student, and I'm here for my Erasmus period. I'm kind of a little bit different, but we'll come about that later. And I like Perugia, by the way. I wanted to say it.
You felt the need to say it, don't you?
Yes,
I saw it in your eyes.
Yes, because we are guests, we have to be cool. And Rodrigo, where are you from?
So, I'm Rodrigo. I come from Colombia, actually. I've studied all my life in Colombia. I studied law. I'm a law student. But I am Brazilian, so my life perker, yeah, my life path is a bit weird, but I'm Brazilian, living in Colombia all my life, and now I am here in Perugia. I've had this great opportunity.
Yeah,
yes. I love Perugia also.
And we have all kind of weird, but we'll come to that point.
Yeah, it's the next topic we'll touch afterwards.
Yes, it's our first program, so we have to be more relaxed the other program for the other programs. And why do we want to do this program? At first, I wanted to make some good memories. I wanted to live here best memories, I guess. And the radio show is one of them. Actually, it's a good memory, it's a good thing, and it's very funny. It's a good opportunity to be here to do this program, The Stranger's Corner. I'm very excited about it, and maybe The other times, the other Erasmus students will listen to this program and
maybe they'll keep it on, you know, before after we leave, maybe they'll continue it.
Yes, another two students will be here and they try to continue the Stranger's Corner, and we can help each other because it's hard. It's harder than I thought to be a stranger in another country, in another culture. I have lots of hard things to be bear, and maybe we can help them also.
That's great. So tell me a bit more about Stranger's Corner. Why Stranger's Corner?
Why Stranger's Corner? I like your voice.
Thank you.
Because I feel like very strange sometimes here. All the people I try to understand, but I'm not. Cultural difficulties, and sometimes I really lost in translation. Really. And they say me something, I understand another thing, and it sometimes I had a couple messes here. Like the other day, I have to explain this. Rosella here is a great woman. You haven't met her yet, but I hope you will. She politely asked me to come in inauguration. And I said, oh, okay, great, because I thought it was a graduation. And I wonder about their graduations because they wear a thing and there is lots of confettis and a lot of things, and I wanted to see it. And then she politely again asked me to if I hold a ribbon. And I said, okay, because I wanted to try different things here. I wanted to be a part.
She's famous, guys. I'm telling you, I'm here be honored to be with famous Funda. Some people call her like that.
Yes,
I. So this is not the stranger's corner for her. Like, I speak for myself. When I say that,
I don't understand it neither. Why they are calling me the famous Funda? Guys, why am I famous? Please, someone explain to me. I'll turn the other subject, and I wanted to be part of something different, something I never had experience. And then I tell her, okay, I'll be there. And then I started to ask a couple of my friends. They are also work in radiofonica.com. And one of them told me, are you sure it's a graduation? Because you said it's Saturday, and Saturday all the faculties are closed. Maybe you should ask her. And then I asked Rosella again, and she said there is an opening of a new dormitory. And I said, okay, I'm okay with that. And if I didn't ask, I still thought that I was going to a graduation. So I have a couple of these kind of misunderstanding here. And it was, they are all funny, but I don't want to explain it all because some of them are really embarrassing for me.
Yeah, it's great. Like, we have this thing of the language problems.
Yes.
Like, if you don't know any Italian, it's a bit difficult. I've heard some situations you've told me and people have told me. I did a course before coming, so even me that I did a course, I have some small problems with it. So if you are coming here, or if you will come, we really consider you should take at least a tourist guide to know some words. I think that would be great. Like, know something, not just buongiorno and panini.
and pasta,
yeah. You need to know some more words. At least to order a birra. Vorrei una birra. If someone is listening, vorrei una birra. If you have that, you're good for the night.
Yes, and there is a dottoressa in university, and when we when I talked with her, she said, darling, there's a different to learn a language in your country and go that's that true. Country.
Yeah.
Yes, because I think I am C1 in Turkey. I have a certificate C1 Italian.
Yeah.
But now I'm here, I'm barely B1, I guess. But I'm kind of shy because I don't want to do some mistakes when I talk. I'm kind of perfectionist. I'm a control freak, not perfectionist.
Yeah, but that's actually something interesting because I think everyone is shy when you're in another country with another language. It's not your like your mother language. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think the most important thing you could do and the outmost thing you should do is to try. Just go ahead and throw yourself to living the life as they do here, and don't be shy. Please, if you know Italian, you have to practice, and the only way to practice is making mistakes. So if you are a control freak, my friend, don't come. No, I'm kidding.
No, but come to Italy. Yeah.
But if you're a control freak, let it go for a while and just try yourself. Get out of your control box and try it, because when learning a language, I think that's the most important thing to do and you should do.
I like you when you give me the courage of something. Yes, I'm glad we are friends, you know. I'll kidnap you when I go back to Istanbul.
Listen, maybe you'll need to call the police.
If anything could happen.
112, I think is Carabinieri's number, 112, guys. Okay, Funda, tell me, so how was you arriving to Italy, your first day? Because we all have different stories, like my first experience was a bit...
Yes, I was with 36 kilograms of baggages.
That's a lot.
Yes, and I mistakenly bought my ticket to Pisa. Yes, I came here from Pisa, and the worst part is the dormitorio that we stayed. Ferro di Cavallo is very, very far away from here.
That's good, but you have to give the audience a bit more context about this dormitory you're speaking of.
Okay.
Because they don't know, you know, you're speaking with people from all over.
Yes, yes. Guys, you have to visit there. You have to pay
it's
them.
It's a must to. At least you guys know that if you visit Ruggero Rossi, it's the name of the dormitory. You have an Eurospin where everything is cheap.
Yeah.
I think that would be one of the
good thing about
of the best
yes.
things you have. You get beer for 1 euro. I think like 1 liter beer for those who drink, and I think most of us do. You get 1 liter beer for 1 euro. It's
yes.
a great price. So
yes, it's very cheap. Eurospin is good, and the stadium is better. I like the stadium. I like walking to stadium and make a couple of tour there and go back to dormitorium. It was very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like actually, besides the stadium, you have this park. I don't know the name of the park.
Parco Verde.
Maybe. Oh, Percorso Verde, certo. So you have this Percorso okay. Verde, which we really recommend you to go if you haven't.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's great,
of course,
actually.
That was a great place. But the other thing about the Eurospin, about the supermarket, when I first come here, I don't know which brand is the best. I don't know if I eat that, I get something allergic, or because it's cheaper than the other. So is it good? Is it bad?
Yeah.
We didn't know how to get with detergent, which beer, which water.
It always goes back to beer, huh?
Yes. Well, you know, I never drink beer. I don't like beer.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's a lie. Guys, this is a big lie.
No, I like wine.
You're gonna see her around in the parties a bit happy.
Happy bar. No, stay away from happy bar. No.
Oh, come on, it's a must go place, you know. Happy bar.
I think it's the only place. Only place open,
yeah,
every
like,
night.
Open from Monday to Monday, like 24 hours. It's great. No, it's not great. I'm kidding. Yes. It's
This is another problem. No one told me that don't live near the happy bar. No one. We are searching for an apartment. Actually, I found the apartment on my sixth day here, and I didn't know anything about happy bar. And Wednesday, I saw the real face of happy bar. It's always crowded. I could never sleep. Like 5 or 6 people always here and making parties, playing football.
But was that the worst thing about happy bars in the night?
No. Tell me from the
What was the worst thing, please?
Guys, when you drink too much, you come to my door, my street, and you pee. Please don't pee in the streets. Please don't pee on my front door.
So where should they pee from then?
Anywhere else.
Oh.
Because I know there is a lot of streets called pee streets in Perugia. They can use any of them.
Okay, maybe we should do a map, you know.
Okay.
A map showing where the pee streets are, because I don't know where they are. I just found the first column and that's good for me. But if you say there are pee streets...
you are one of them, Rodrish. This is a big step of our friendship right now.
I shouldn't say anything, you know. I reserve myself.
No, it's horrible. And I think I drew a map and I hang out on my front door. Please don't pee here. Pee there.
You should maybe. Actually, if you do that, I would pee there. But that's because it's me. Don't follow my advice, guys.
Because I'm adapting so fast to everything. I try to adapt and I'll adapt. For example, yes, I can sleep like until 5 a.m. So I go out and try to be friended with them. But my friend, be careful for my roommate because she boils water and
your
pours.
Your roommate.
Yes, okay. My flatmate.
We're gonna keep it confidential.
Yes, and I will want her to explain to boil water and pour them the guys who.
But was it boiling?
Yes.
I heard that story, guys. You need to be careful, actually. She poured like a bucket of water.
Yes.
I just realized it was boiling. Was it boiling, really?
Yes, Mama she mia. Boiled.
Okay.
Boiled
water. I just knew this. Anyways, it's funny. But she just poured the bucket onto the guys who were peeing in the door. So you should be careful, actually.
Yes.
Beware of the bucket, you know. They say beware of the dogs. No.
Beware of the bucket lady.
That's great.
Now, Rodrigo, do you want to listen a song?
Oh, I'd love to. What song are you gonna give me?
It's very keen to our subject and our program's name, Stranger's Corner, and all the things we talk about.
Okay, give it to me.
It's People Are Strange from the Doors.
Okay, let's hear it. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers.
us your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange.
I love it. Yes, I guess so. And Rodrigo, we talk about the difficult part to be on Erasmus.
Yeah.
And what was the easiest part? There is something easy about something on Erasmus.
I think it's, what can I say? We should talk maybe about the city as a whole. What do you think, Funesh? Is that good for you?
Yes.
We should try it then. So, Perugia. Perugia.
Perugia. Perugia is a different city because I came from Istanbul, and Istanbul is big, always crowded. It never sleeps. 24/7, everywhere is open. So if you want to go eat fish at 2 a.m., you can go and eat fish.
Oh, that's...
Yes.
What's the population in Istanbul? Kind of.
Yes, I think the last year, 20 million people.
No, that's yes. Big.
And after Istanbul, here is like heaven for me because okay. I can walk at any hour, at any place.
So you're saying it's safe. I got it. I yes. got it like that. Did I yes. get it right?
I feel okay. safe and free here.
That's good. Look at that.
Yes, because in Istanbul, you can't walk in any hour, in any place. You can get mugged. You can get raped.
Yeah,
bad
those
things.
Are problems yes. we're facing in many places. It's the problem. Actually, yeah, it's something nice in Perugia.
Yes, because everyone knows the other. You know, last week, one of my friends lost her wallet in a bar, and she found it safely.
Here in Perugia,
that's great. Yes.
That's
in
great.
Istanbul,
that's amazing.
You can
yeah.
never find it.
That's difficult, I know. And not just in Istanbul, trust me, girl.
Yeah, what about your place?
It's a bit hard. Like, maybe you could get it once, but yeah, if you lost it, probably that's it. You won't get it. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. It's all about knowing where to go. Back in my country, you need to know where to go. It's not as dangerous as they say, because when I say to people like, oh, I come from Colombia, people think about narcos or things like that, which is the image that is known internationally. But living there, I can tell you and assure you, it's not as dangerous as it seems. Actually, it's really safe. Indeed, I feel... It's really safe, of course. I know where to go. So you need to be careful. If you're going to do an experience in Colombia, you need to know where to go. But if you know where to go, you're fine. You're not going to have any problem. Like, it's not as they show it. Like, you're not going to see, like, a drug fight in the streets.
Yes.
It's not like that, guys.
Yes.
Trust me.
We all have some kind of behavior here. We all face. Like when I say I'm from Turkey, Istanbul, a couple of people ask me to speak Arabic. But no,
it's a bit
why?
Out, eh?
Yes, but why do you think that I can speak Arabic? We are not Arabs. We can speak Turkish.
Sense.
Yes, but it's a stereotype thing. It's an image. So I have two options here. One, I can go with the flow, and yes, we are riding camels also. And or I can laugh it up and pass to another subject. Because I don't know everything about the old cultures. Maybe I had some stereotype
ideas.
Yeah,
we all do have stereotypes,
yes,
I believe.
So we have to be more kind. If they think that way, I can nicely tell them, no, it's not. You are.
Yeah, guys, let go. Just enjoy the moment. And what
yes.
I mean by that is don't close somebody or don't trust somebody just because from where they are. That makes no sense. Like... okay, we have some stereotypes, but at the end, we're all
the same.
Yeah.
It's not important where are you from, what are you doing at your life.
Yeah.
Now we are here and we are living together. Everyone belongs where they live. So
that's it.
Yes, that's it.
And we're an international community at the end, aren't we?
Yes, and that's
the most important thing of all.
And the most the best thing about Perugia, always some kind of people and international people. You can all learn from them. Everyone is another kind of color, I guess.
Yeah, it makes sense, actually. You learn a lot, which is really nice. Another nice thing about Perugia, we were talking about Perugia, is that you get like this mix of cultures everywhere, I think.
Yes.
Everywhere. Even like people that are from Italy, I've met a lot of people from different parts of Italy.
Yes.
That are here in Perugia. So you get like this nice mix, but in order to taste it, you really have to throw yourself and
be
speak
in it.
And be in it. But many people, I think, are not in it. Like, you're just in your home, or you're afraid, or you're gonna mistake. Like, you're gonna do a mistake. But don't be it. Enjoy it, because you have like a limited time. I don't want to be philosophical.
Yeah.
This is not a philosophy program.
But that's the spirit.
Yeah. That's it. If you're here, you're ready. Traveled many kilometers to get here. So just go for it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I think that was a really cool closing line. And next time we should talk about the... because we are now on Erasmus period, do we really need to change who we are or just behave and let ourselves go the flow?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. You should think about it, like, does it mean you should change, or you're the same person? Oh, we're getting philosophical.
Yes, yes.
I
think
great.
You don't want to miss the next Stranger's Corner, guys.
When is it going to be?
Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I guess.
Oh, I can't, sorry. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you shouldn't miss it, guys. It's going to be great. Think about it and let us know. Maybe you can come around.
Yes. And now, this is our favorite song from Mannarino.
Mannarino. Me sombriacato.
De una donna, quanto è buono l'odore della gonna. Quanto è buono l'odore del mare. Ci vado de notte a cercare le parole. Quanto è buono l'odore del vento. Dentro lo sento, dentro lo sento. Quanto è buono l'odore dell'ombra. Quando c'è il sole che sotto rimbomba. Come rimbomba l'odore dell'ombra. Come rimbomba, come rimbomba. E come parte, come ritorna. Come ritorna l'odore dell'onda. Quando io sono solo con te, io cammino meglio perché la mia schiena è più dritta, la mia schiena è più dritta. Quando sono con te, io mangio meglio perché non mi devo sfamare, non mi devo saziare con te. Me sombriacato di una donna. Quanto è buono l'odore della gonna. Quanto è buono l'odore del mare. Ci vado de notte a cercare le parole. Quanto è buono l'odore del vento. Dentro lo sento, dentro lo sento. Quanto è buono l'odore dell'ombra. Quando c'è il sole che sotto rimbomba. Come rimbomba l'odore dell'ombra. Come rimbomba, come rimbomba. E come parte, come ritorna l'odore dell'onda. Voilà! Thank you.
faccia anche io da dovrete capire.